Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I had someone ask me the other day, how do you come up with interesting things to talk about on Marketing Out Loud every single day? And I laughed, to be honest, because I said, I'm not sure it's interesting every day, but I appreciated the sentiment. And it got me thinking, you know, how do I come up with things to talk about every single day? I have to say, it's been easier than I thought it would be. You know, when I initially thought of the idea of a daily podcast, it was a lot more daunting than it actually has been. I thought it would be harder than it is. And when I tell people I have a daily podcast, their initial reaction is, how in the world do you pull that off? That sounds crazy. It's not that crazy. And let me tell you why. I think there's a couple of secrets to pulling this off. Not that you need to start a daily podcast. It's not for everybody. But the broader question of how do you come up with interesting things to talk about on a regular basis, that's important because you need those interesting stories and anecdotes, and you need to develop that skill to be able to create effective, insightful, and useful content. So I think the first key to telling these interesting stories and creating interesting content is to be doing interesting things. Yeah, it sounds kind of silly, right? Like, what do you mean do interesting things? Well, if I didn't do interesting things or have interesting conversations, then I wouldn't have interesting things to talk about here. And you know, if I think back to previous points in my career, that was a challenge. You know, if I'm working with the same clients all the time and I'm not really having new experiences and I'm not really trying new things in my business and I'm not really, you know, having new conversations, then I wouldn't have much to talk about. And that was definitely the case for me at some point in the past. But now, like, you'll notice, like, all my stories begin with this happened to me, or I tried this thing, or I had this conversation. Like, it's all real lived experiences. Like, I'm not making stuff up, and I'm not looking for things to talk about. It's stuff that's actually happening to me on a regular basis, and I'm just commenting on that and sharing my observations. So the easy fix is, if you're not sure what to talk about, do more interesting things. You know, go out and have new experiences, try new things with your marketing, go out and talk to new people, have more conversations. And I have to say, the conversations is a big part of it for me. That I have a lot of conversations with a couple of different types of people. One is other thought leaders and my peers in the space who I frequently interview on Forecast. That's a major source of ideas, and it shapes my thinking on topics that are relevant to my audience. And I talk a lot about that on this show. And the second type of conversation that I have is with prospects and with clients, with the people that I serve. The more I talk to them, and the better I understand their needs and their challenges and their frustrations and what they're struggling with, then obviously the better I get at my job, but also the more anecdotes and the more data that I have to share with you, because chances are you're struggling with a lot of the same things the people that I'm talking to are struggling with. So I think that's the first key is, if you don't have a lot of interesting things to say or to talk about, then, you know, the challenge here is not how to create good content. The challenge is how to do more interesting things. If you do more interesting things and you have more interesting conversations, you're going to be able to create more interesting content. The second is consistency. I wish I could say that I think this is going a lot better now than it was in the beginning. I don't know if I can say that. I think we're about, 60, 70 episodes in. I'm not sure if that's true. I think it probably ebbs and flows, but I can tell you I've gotten a lot more comfortable with the medium as time has gone on. Take today, for example. I am driving to a meeting with a client, and it's downtown Toronto, and it's about a half an hour drive, 40 minute drive, and this is the fifth episode I'm knocking off in the car. So I've become pretty confident with the medium. All I need to do now is, when inspiration strikes, I put the idea for an episode in my Evernote folder. I've got a Marketing Out Loud Evernote folder. I put the idea there. And if I got a couple of, bullet points or some points I can jot down about what I want to talk about, I put them down right then and there. And then when I have time to record, whether that's in my office or whether that's in the car or whether I'm out for a walk, wherever it may be, I pull up that list and I work through it and I just bang it out. And I'm now comfortable speaking, you know, off the cuff without a script, without a really detailed outline of sorts, and just kind of going with the flow. And, you know, that's a valuable skill. And I wish I was better at it than I am, to be honest. And you may be listening to this thinking, yeah, you know, you're not quite there yet. You got some work to do. And that's fair. I appreciate that. I do have work to do. But that's a valuable skill, to be able to speak off the cuff like this, what, you know, with just an idea in mind, but no clear agenda, no clear outline. That's a valuable skill. And the only way to really develop that skill is to do more of it and to get better at it over time. So those are the two things I wanted to say. If you're, you know, if you're thinking about how do I create interesting content? How do I tell interesting stories? Like, what's the secret? Two things. Do more interesting things, and then you'll have more stories to tell. And start practicing the craft of sharing these stories. And the more you practice it, and the more consistent you are with it, the better you're going to get. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.